JavaScript is a valuable programming language for web development. It is a client-side language that supports the creation of interactive web pages and web applications to enhance user experience. According to GitHub, it is amongst the top most coding languages. If you are planning to work as a JavaScript developer, then you need to prepare yourself for the interview process. The interviewers may ask you questions on basic and advanced topics to test your knowledge and skills. Practicing JavaScript interview questions and answers is essential to starting a career in JavaScript. So, let's get started. Question 1. What is JavaScript? Answer. JavaScript is a lightweight, interpreted programming language with object-oriented capabilities that allows you to build interactivity into otherwise static HTML pages. The general-purpose core of the language has been embedded in Netscape, Internet Explorer, and other web browsers. Question 2. What is the difference between Java and JavaScript? Answer. Following are the major differences between Java and JavaScript. Number 1. Java is an OOP programming language, whereas JavaScript is an OOP scripting language. Number 2. It creates applications that run in a virtual machine or browser. In contrast, code is run on a browser only. Number 3. Java code needs to be compiled, while JavaScript code are all in the form of text. Question 3. What are the data types supported by JavaScript? Answer. The data types supported by JavaScript are undefined, null, boolean, string, symbol, number, object. Question 4. What are the features of JavaScript? Answer. Following are the features of JavaScript. It is a lightweight, interpreted programming language. It is designed for creating network-centric applications. It is complementary to and integrated with Java. It is an open and cross-platform scripting language. Question 5. What are the scopes of a variable in JavaScript? Answer. The scope of a variable is the region of your program in which it is defined. JavaScript variable will have only two scopes. Global variables minus a global variable has global scope, which means it is visible everywhere in your JavaScript code. Local variables minus a local variable will be visible only within a function where it is defined. Function parameters are always local to that function. Question 6. What is the purpose of this operator in JavaScript? Answer. In JavaScript, this keyword refers to the object it belongs to. This has different values depending on where it is used. In a method, this refers to the owner object, and in a function, this refers to the global object. Question 7. What is callback? Answer. A callback is a plain JavaScript function passed to some method as an argument or option. It is a function that is to be executed after another function has finished executing, hence the name, callback. In JavaScript, functions are objects. Because of this, functions can take functions as arguments and can be returned by other functions. Question 8. How does type of operator work? Answer. The type of operator is used to get the data type of its operand. The operand can be either a literal or a data structure such as a variable, a function, or an object. It is a unary operator that is placed before its single operand, which can be of any type. Its value is a string indicating the data type of the operand. Question 9. How to create a cookie using JavaScript? Answer. The simplest way to create a cookie is to assign a string value to the document.cookie object. Question 10. What are the ways to define a variable in JavaScript? Answer. The three possible ways of defining a variable in JavaScript are: Number 1. Var. The JavaScript variable statement is used to declare a variable and, optionally, we can initialize the value of that variable. Example. Var a equals 10. Variable declarations are processed before the execution of the code. Number 2. Const. The idea of const functions is not allow them to modify the object on which they are called. When a function is declared as const, it can be called on any type of object. Number 3. Let. It is a signal that the variable may be reassigned, such as a counter in a loop, or a value swap in an algorithm. It also signals that the variable will be used only in the block it's defined in. Question 11. What is the difference between null and undefined? Answer. Undefined means a variable has been declared but has not yet been assigned a value. On the other hand, null is an assignment value. It can be assigned to a variable as a representation of no value. Also, undefined and null are two distinct types. Undefined is a type itself, undefined, while null is an object. Question 12. What is an event bubbling in JavaScript? Answer. Event bubbling is a way of event propagation in the HTML DOM API when an event occurs in an element inside another element and both elements have registered a handle for that event. With bubbling, the event is first captured and handled by the innermost element and then propagated to outer elements. The execution starts from that event and goes to its parent element. Then the execution passes to its parent element and so on till the body element. Question 13. What is NaN in JavaScript? Answer. NaN is a short form of not a number. Since NaN always compares unequal to any number, including NaN, it is usually used to indicate an error condition for a function that should return a valid number. When a string or something else is being converted into a number and that cannot be done, then we get to see NaN. Question 14. What is a prompt box in JavaScript? Answer. A prompt box is a box which allows the user to enter input by providing a text box. The prompt method displays a dialog box that prompts the visitor for input. A prompt box is often used if you want the user to input a value before entering a page. When a prompt box pops up, the user will have to click either OK or Cancel to proceed after entering an input value. Question 15. What are the different types of errors in JavaScript? Answer. There are three types of errors. Number 1. Load time errors. Errors that come up when loading a web page, like improper syntax errors, are known as load time errors and generate the errors dynamically. Number 2. Runtime errors. Errors that come due to misuse of the command inside the HTML language. Number 3. Logical errors. These are the errors that occur due to the bad logic performed on a function with a different operation. Question 16. What are the various functional components in JavaScript? Answer. The different functional components in JavaScript are first-class functions. Functions in JavaScript are utilized as first-class objects. This usually means that these functions can be passed as arguments to other functions, returned as values from other functions, assigned to variables, or can also be stored in data structures. Nested functions. The functions, which are defined inside other functions, are called nested functions. They are called every time the main function is invoked. Question 17. What are escape characters in JavaScript? Answer. JavaScript escape characters enable you to write special characters without breaking your application. Escape characters, / is used when working with special characters like single quotes, double quotes, apostrophes, and ampersands. Place / before the characters to make it display. Question 18. What do you understand by hoisting in JavaScript? Answer. Hoisting is the default behavior of JavaScript where all the variable and function declarations are moved on top. In simple words, we can say that hoisting is a process in which, irrespective of where the variables and functions are declared, they are moved on top of the scope. The scope can be both local and global. Question 19. What is a temporal dead zone? Answer. Temporal dead zone is a behavior that occurs with variables declared using let and const keywords before they are initialized. Question 20. What is BOM? Answer. BOM is the browser object model where users can interact with browsers that is a window, an initial object of the browser. The window object consists of a document, history, screen, navigator, location, and other attributes. Nevertheless, the window's function can be called directly as well as by referencing the window. Thank you for listening to our podcast.